Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, let's start today with some news, and that is that Bill O'Reilly is out at Fox after many sexual harassment claims. Looks like Tucker Carlson now will replace O'Reilly in his coveted 8 p.m. slot. Your thoughts on what was the most popular watched person on Fox News?
That's right, David, and Fox News is among the three cable channels has been the winner. It is a place where conservatives of a certain type go to coalesce to hear the feedback that they want to hear, and O'Reilly was the leader. It's interesting. He didn't fall because of his views. He fell because of sexual harassment. And, of course, he will end up a very rich man. His book has been recently number one in the New York Times bestseller list. If you take a look at the Trump supporters, and he was an early Trump supporter, you will see that 35-40% that doesn't go away. And that's the Fox News group that watch in these concentrated numbers. Tucker Carlson, of course, is an exponent of the same sort of philosophy, but with a nicer edge to it, I think, because I must say I don't watch him enough to know exactly what he does, and nor will I. Now, the Murdoch clan has decided that they can't afford to have this hanging over their heads, and they've moved ahead to not only get rid of him, but get rid of Roger Ailes and to pay Ailes, who founded the network, and they're gone. So let us see whether the faithful will support Carlson and Fox News in the same numbers that they have in the past. There is no question that there is not an equivalent place for people of a more liberal view to go. A lot of people go to MSNBC, some come to CNN, some come to the regular network, so it's much more diffuse than the concentrated group that does this. And let's remember that the President of the United States has endorsed, with all these women coming forward, with all the payouts and everything else, the president says, quote, he didn't do anything wrong. I like him. And there you have it. You have the way in which America is now looking.
Let's talk about Russia for a second. A trip to Moscow, says New York Times headline, put a Trump advisor on the FBI's radar. The visit by Carter Page last July, Allen says the Times, became a catalyst for the FBI investigation into ties between Russia and the Trump campaign. The drip of intrigue continues.
Well, the things that happen with drips are that either they stop coming out of the faucet or they start to go a little bit faster, with more volume. There are many unanswered questions here. For example, we don't know what the role of the FBI is. We have Mr. Comey, the director, who clearly helped win the election for Trump. Then we have him coming forward saying that there is an investigation, but we don't know what the level of that investigation is, or, as we say in politics, who's in the tank. In other words, whether Comey is the independent voice that a lot of people are hoping for that will look at it. Look, there are so many indications of this Russian Trump group connection that it's incredible. If, in fact, the finger on the hand of the law can point to the president knowing anything about this, that's the end for him. But right now, you can get all the people around him, but you haven't got him. It is true that only after the tapes did Nixon get potentially impeached. He was going to get impeached, but of course he didn't because he quit and knew what the inevitable was. So the Russian thing becomes really central to any efforts to oust Trump.
You talk about this all the time, whether it's state or federal politics, and the idea that nobody gives money to a campaign without some expectation of perhaps favored treatment. And a story about the inauguration for President Trump drawing big donors with vested interests, including 48 people or corporations who contributed at least $1 million of the record $107 million raised by the Trump campaign.
And that, David, for a diminished inauguration. In other words, it wasn't as big as many of the others were. So the question then goes to where did the money go and who has used it and how and all the rest. The way that I'm looking at this is cash on the barrelhead. You get what you pay for. And of course you have expectations. You put $1 million down and you get $500 million back. That's a good investment. Anybody would like that on the stock exchange. Of course, I'm just giving that as a hypothetical. This is just a matter of legal bribery. It's not illegal in this country, but it is the same thing. You put your money down and your lobbyists and everybody else, and you hope you're going to get something back for it. And you're pretty sure because nobody says, if you give me this, I'll give you this, but there's honor. In other words, you do me a favor, I'll do you a favor.